Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Every now and again, something happens that unites the country in shock. Something that is bigger than fantasy football, bigger than the Game Week podcast itself. That is why I most humbly apologize today for missing out on the last episode, and I mournfully pronounce that Dan Pryor is top of the Game Week head-to-head standings at this stage of the season. Remiss of me not to have said it sooner. 383 points. He's won six, drawn one, lost none. He is top on 19 points of the Game Week head-to-head. And we ran out of time at the end of the last episode, Dan. I just wanted to set that record straight. I hope you didn't think I was talking about something else.
No, well, I was wondering where you're going. That was very eggshells, tiptoes.
No, that's all I was talking about. But well done. You're having a very good start to the season, aren't you?
It's all right. Did you see that they made everyone draw this week? So I had one of the listeners, Rich Bume, who I was going to be playing this week. And he was already mouthing off about it before the game week started. And then it's become a draw automatically.
What?
Did everyone draw? And if you spent... but they just skipped past that one. And if you spent... So if you did a minus four, you lost.
What?
Yeah, minus four.
So you get punished for making transfers.
Well,
what is the word coming to?
My 100% record's gone now. 1-6, drawn one.
Oh.
Sickening.
Oh, right. So, yeah, you were 100%. That's a shame. So it's not... It's even worse. It was even better last week when I should have announced it and didn't announce it. Very annoying. But look, Dan, I suppose we're back with a very short episode this week because of the rearranged fixtures. Obviously, they were all cancelled because of the death of the Queen. And now we have a sort of fixture list, but not a full fixture list. I think this is like one of those COVID rearrangements where they gave you a little cheeky free, an extra free hit chip. Do you not think we'd benefit from that in this scenario?
Listen to you. If you bowl out, please, sir, can I have a free hit? There's three fixtures missing.
There's no Chelsea, no Liverpool, no Brighton. That's quite a lot of my squad.
That's a train strike as well, that. So that wasn't even Queen related.
Well, yeah, and the train strike was then called off. And they still said, well, we're going to leave it anyway. Which is ridiculous. Because if they called off the train strike, the very reason for it being cancelled in the first place, it should be back on. But no, they've decided to not do it anyway. Which makes a mockery of this whole week, which is why there should be an extra free hit chip. And I'm not wasting my free hit on this.
And they've also said...
into that trap.
Oh, but they've also said that game week 12, there's no City-Arsenal game either.
There's a blank because Arsenal have got to play their rearranged game against PSV Eindhoven or something. So Arsenal have got a blank coming up, as have Man City. Is that right? Are they the only ones with blanks on the horizon?
Yeah, which really affects me. At the moment, that's five of my players.
Ah, exactly. Ah, so you'll be wanting an extra free hit chip. Well, then, won't you? But look,
you've got to roll with the punches in this, you know. You can't keep throwing out free hits to everyone.
I was hoping to have a week off with transfers, but I'm going to have to make a couple now.
Well, you've got two free transfers now because they gave us a free, extra free transfer from the rollover of that game week.
Oh, did they give us a free one for that?
If you didn't if you didn't use one last week, technically last week counted as a game week. Yeah. So now you have another.
Did you make? Did you get rid of Kyle Walker last week?
No, his price has not dropped, thankfully. So
yeah.
I will be getting a shot of him, but. I'm also.
I'll probably make two, but I mean, I've got enough. I've not got a great starting nine, but I can put a team of nine players. I've got no bench and a starting nine, but yeah, I'll probably add one more in there and have a little starting ten. That'll be okay.
You want Patterson.
Yeah. I could get him in certainly, but Everton at home to West Ham. You think Frank Lampard getting one against his old boys?
I don't. He's just such a bargain, and I like to mention him every episode. I'm now contractually obligated. I've got a real situation here because I bought in Zaha. Then this game's been cancelled, so he's really done nothing for me. Luckily, his price hasn't dropped. And also, Salah's not playing now. I've got to tell you, 12.9 million on the bench is not to be sniffed at. But who would you bring in? If I bring in De Bruyne... then he's not going to play in like 3 or 4 weeks. I have to transfer him back out again. I have the same problem.
Yes, of course. So, yeah, you can't play.
I want to
you can't be signing Man City or Arsenal players because I've got 3 Arsenal, 2 City at the moment. In terms of what games are actually on the Friday night, Villa at home to Southampton. Villa are a bit funny this season. I don't know if they seem to have got a bit better of late. I mean, but I don't think it's like amazing form from Aston Villa. Well, and I'm certainly not falling into that trap of signing that Bailey now he's scored. I'm not doing that again. I feel like I'm steering clear of Aston Villa for now.
So Bailey's on ice for now.
Yes. Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean, he seems to get injured a lot, and I'm wary of that happening again. But if you look at Villa's next game, Southampton at home, Leeds away, Nottingham Forest away, not a bad few games.
Well, I mean, speaking of weird games, like bad games, how is there 2 8 o'clock kickoffs on a Friday and 1 3 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday, the whole weekend of football?
I don't understand it. I mean,
are you back on Rock and Roll Football this week on Absolute? You're going to have a nightmare.
We are back on Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio. Yeah, live this Saturday from 2 o'clock. Yeah, but the Newcastle Bournemouth game, the Eddie Howe Derby, is the only 3 o'clock kickoff we've got. So it's not going to be a great. We'll focus mainly on the Championship and the SPL and the Nations, not the Nations League, the Nationwide League, whatever it's called. You know that. We follow Solihull Moors. They're doing very well this season. Not great for 3 o'clock kickoffs, is it? I mean, Newcastle look like, if you're going to make transfers, I'd say Newcastle are the ones to be looking at, really. It's because they've got better form than Villa.
Are you worried about Karius coming in, though?
Oh, he's not going to start, Karius, sure.
Really?
He's been brought in as a cover, hasn't he?
Yeah, just checking. You're not worried about that. Well, Trippier's one of the big point risers this week, isn't he? Have you got in on him before his price went up?
I haven't got him yet, but he's only 5.3, so I'll happily spend that on him. Quite happily, but I haven't made my transfers yet. And I was because I don't want to change my strikers yet, but I do like the look of Isaac, Isak, or whatever they call him now. Isak, look, I mean, he looks all right. He's hit the ground running to a degree since he joined.
He's on my watch list,
And St. Maximin seems to have had a good start to the season, but he's injured, isn't he? As is Gamiresh. Both of them have got hamstring problems, so. I don't really feel that confident about attacking options for Newcastle.
No.
I might revisit Spurs in some capacity.
Oh, were you impressed by that 2-0 loss against...
I know you've done really badly in Europe, but surely Son has to start his season at some point, doesn't he?
He's going to be getting dropped.
He's having an awful season, isn't he? What's he doing?
I don't know what's going on there. Maybe each needs
and then
to
I
rest.
Don't want to get Kulusevski because of the rotation now that Richarlison's in there.
Well, Richarlison looks lively, but then he's up as a forward on this, not as a midfielder, confusingly.
Yeah, which is annoying.
Mitrovic is the one that a lot of people got on this week. It seems to be the trend is Jesus out and Mitrovic in.
Well, anyone who knows Forest this season will know that Henderson will save a penalty from Mitrovic during this game. So, don't worry about that. That will definitely happen. I mean, I do want to put Mitro in, but I don't know if I want to get rid of Jesus just yet. I think it might be hasty ahead of the Brentford game. I don't know. Wait a minute, my son's screaming. Can you hear him?
I heard a noise. Yeah, I thought you might have fans at the door.
No, he's downstairs watching telly.
Is he watching Forest highlights?
Can you send Bess to him? Bess is going to look for him. Look at him. I don't know. He probably just wants a drink. He's had a long day at nursery. He's very narky.
Fair enough.
He's just watching telly, watching Netflix and chilling out. Not Netflix and chill. He's too young for that. Mitro's fixtures are very good, aren't they? Also, I don't want to get rid of Jesus because he's actually playing in this week. So I want to get someone who's not playing this week, really.
Fair enough. Are you tempted Sorry, you're tempted by 5.5 Diego Costa.
Oh, it's so good to have him back, isn't it? He'll be on the watch list, but I mean, I don't know if he's going to start, is he? I'm not 100% sure if him start.
Well, Jimenez has been in very indifferent form, and I don't even want to say how you say this other fella's name, but it starts with Sasa.
Kalajdzic.
Bless you.
I love Diego Costa. It's great to have him back in it.
His last season at 20 goals, 11 assists. His last season in FPL. Beautiful.
Wow. And that's just what Wolves need, isn't it, really? Because they just can't seem to score at the moment. Yeah.
I mean, that was 5 years ago, but still.
It was a long. He just looks so old. I mean, he looked old when he was in the Premier League last time. Now he looks ridiculous. He looks about 45.
How are you feeling about Liverpool? Their form's been a bit indifferent. Have you got any Liverpool players left? You used to be wearing a Jota.
I've still got Luis Diaz, but yeah, Jota's now back, and I think maybe he could be the guy. Although, I mean,
they're not playing this week, so it's kind of
No. I'm thinking about now might be a good time to get rid of him for Luis Diaz because. I think it might be a bit too hasty to get rid of him, but they've got some tough games coming up. Brighton, Arsenal, Man City. And they're going through a bit of a rocky patch despite their winning the Champions League. I think he might be the person to go. And Bobby Big Teeth Firmino's had a funny season, hasn't he? He came in and had that amazing week when he got 22 points. But I just don't think he's going to be a regular starter, especially now Darwin Nunes is back. And now Jota's back. You'd have thought, out of the three, potentially, he should be starting with Jota in the Premier League out of those three, shouldn't he?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm just a bit wary of their form at the moment, and it just seems like something's not quite right there.
I'd feel a bit weird to have no Liverpool players in my squad.
Alisson's my boy. With the seagulls, do you think it might be Harry Potter's gone?
Yes, certainly. Yeah,
you're a grossbacker, aren't you?
I am a grossbacker. Yeah, who knows? Well, that's what I mean. It might be a time to get rid of Pascal. I've had a very short-lived time with him, but they've got Liverpool and Tottenham after this blank, so I think he might be the person to go out of my team this week, to be quite honest. But yeah, who knows what's going to happen at Brighton? I mean, it's Potter's first Champions League game tonight, isn't it? So it's shocking news that came just after we'd recorded the podcast last week as well, didn't it?
Wasn't the most shocking news.
Little Tommy Tuchel. What was the most shocking news?
It's sort of royal related. Emerson Royal.
I thought you meant in football. Emerson Royal keeps starting for Spurs. Yeah, it is quite shocking, isn't it? When are they going to start with Jed Spence? I see there's a bit of a clamour for Spence to start.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Dahi's not in yet, so I don't know how Spence is where he is on the pick in this.
Yeah.
But so it makes it... this Potter, sorry, move makes Curacella suddenly, Cucurella rather, seem like a much more interesting character.
Well, he started very well at Chelsea anyway. So, I mean, it's like if he's not on your watch list, then, you know, he's got to be. He's got to be on there. He's looks decent for an assist.
Oh, he's kept a clean sheet. He hasn't kept a clean sheet yet. So,
but I think that's mainly Chelsea's defensive problems. So since Rudiger has gone, they seem to have been, but they've lost a bit of solidity, it would appear, that what a lot of Chelsea fans are saying. But yeah, certainly. But it's Lallana taking over at Brighton in the meantime, isn't it? I mean, no management experience. I don't like the sound of that. And you know, they could.
Lallana is bananas.
I see Steve Cooper's on their shortlist as well, really annoyingly. I mean, that would be quite hard to take if he left us for Brighton. But I think he'd rather see this project through until its natural conclusion, surely.
Hmm. And what is that natural conclusion?
Well, it's either relegation or staying up. But either way, we're spending a fool, we've got a lot of debt. So that's it. Where that conclusion will be, I do not know. We'll find out on Friday night, Dan. That'll give us a good indication of where we're going to end up.
Because
we didn't do well against Bournemouth, so we need to do well against another fellow promoted side. But Fulham are having a great season, so it's going to be very hard. And I think they battered us 4-0 at home last season in the Championship. So
Mitrovic was going to get his penalties saved.
Well, yes, I mean, yeah, we'll probably still lose, if I'm being brutally honest. We'll still lose, but Henderson will save the penalty. Because he's, I think, how many games at home have we played now? He's got pretty much 100% record of saving penalties at home. So, wearing his cap. So, you know, maybe not 100%, but he's done it twice. he didn't do it against Bournemouth, okay? But sure, it can happen again. But if I was a betting man, I'd put money on that, certainly. Basically, don't like this week, don't like the look of it.
Are you captaining?
Spurs at home to Leicester feels like if you haven't got a Spurs player, you're going to really miss out in this, because Leicester, Brendan Rodgers has given up.
And, I think that's Kane's most scored against team, isn't it, Leicester? I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Certain. Yeah.
Mm.
But he hasn't looked so great this season, Kane. Not bad August, but in Europe especially, he's looking a little bit off the boil.
Did Son play in Europe the other night as well?
Yeah, he started. Yeah.
He just doesn't get anything out of any games at the moment. But that has to change. A player of his standard, that's not going to go on forever, is it?
You'd hope not. You don't want a case of the Dele Alli's. But I'm just thinking
maybe I'm going to whack him back in for this Leicester game.
It's going to change sooner or later. Yeah.
It has to, because he is really good, isn't he? Yeah.
I mean, you're making me think of it now with Salah missing.
Spurs at home to Leicester, a team that have given up hope, bottom of the table. Are they still bottom of the table? I think they are, yeah. Absolutely awful season they're having. They've not signed anyone. Brendan Rodgers is about to get sacked. Spurs are going to absolutely hammer them.
I think they beat them 5-2 at home, I think, towards the end of last season. So,
I feel like I need to have something Spursy in my team, certainly. But whether it's Kulusevski or not, I just don't want to come a cropper, because Kulusevski's had a decent start to the season. But I don't know. So I've got some thinking to do. But Arsenal away at Brentford, I think they lost that last season, didn't they? Because I saw it on...
that was the opening game last season.
The Amazon documentary, yeah. They started it off at the start of the season. Have you watched that, by the way?
I only watched small part of the last episode, for obvious reasons.
Ah, right. Yeah, it was nothing. Spoiler, it was nothing. In the end, that's the old joke everyone does, isn't it? West Ham have also had a bit of a slow start to the season. I see, so a lot of people are playing their wild cards, it would appear. So I see a lot of people saying, now is the time to play a wild card.
No,
it seems like a weird week to play a wild card to me.
Well, have you played yours yet?
Oh, I've already played it, yeah.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
A while ago, yeah.
Wow.
Because we've got loads of wild cards this season. I suppose that's
why not?
I wanted to just use it up.
We have
after such a bad start to the season. I had to do it to get Haaland in.
We have 60 seconds left of their podcast.
Okay, right. Okay, well, all I was going to say is what's happened to West Ham. They look dodgy, but then surely they're going to come into some form as well at some point.
Is your armband on Haaland?
Away at Everton. Probably. Captain Obvious, the new Captain Obvious. Long live Captain Obvious, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. badly wrote in the summary of the podcast last week. Yeah,
very untimely. So apologies for any offence that may have caused. It's Dan's fault. But if you're a regular listener, you will know that it is not a fantasy. It's serious.
Game week.
I've slightly got that wrong, to be honest.
That's all right. The first time he's ever done it wrong.
Tagline.
Sports Social Podcast Network.